Yo, Micah.
Yo.
Listen to this, man. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts.
Is that a Jonathan quote?
I would take credit for it, but it is Winston Churchill.
Oh, man. That's good. I like that quote. So what does that quote mean to you?
Whew. It means a lot to me, bro.
About to start crying?
I had to let it breathe for a minute.
He's tearing up, y'all.
Let that quote breathe. Now, we talk a lot about the fantastic failures, mm-hmm. and I actually really take those to heart. Yeah. They're not my favorite just because it's like a story. I like to look at it because, you know, you're always in a perpetual state of growth mm-hmm. when you're in business. And if you're not, then most likely you're going to die. You have to be like vegetation or like the blade of grass, where if you're not growing, you're dead, mm-hmm. you know? And
it's very existential, man.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, no
problem. Very Tai Chi. Be the blade.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, man, it's like, so there's that part of it. But then, you know, I think what I take from it is there's so many people out here that may be listening to this podcast and they're gathering up all this information and they're letting like friends and family dictate them jumping into it and actually going and living in the right now and starting something because mm-hmm. they're afraid to fail.
Right.
And where, you know, Winston says, dude, failure is not fatal. Like, I've failed so many times in my business mm-hmm. and you got to keep moving and right. you got to keep going. And that's the part that you really got to focus on. So
it reminds me of the Rocky quote. It's not how much you can get hit. It's how much you can. I know. I think it's. Wait a second. I got to think about this. It's not how much. Oh, it's not about getting hit. It's about how many times you can get hit and still move forward. You know, something like that. It was a very motivational quote at the time. You don't look motivated though.
I don't. Okay. I just remember Adrian.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I think this quote is awesome because we're all going to be confronted with failure. If you're just starting your business, if you're an entrepreneur or you're brand new in business, I hate to be negative, but you're going to fail. But you know what? It doesn't make you a failure. It doesn't define who you are. What it does is it just underscores that you're growing. You're about to grow, like you said. Like something big is about to happen to you.
Yeah.
You know, failure in business means that you're doing the wrong things for the right reasons. And you just have to continue to figure out what the right things are. Once you figure out what the right things are, you're going to just be okay. And it's literally the electric fire fence. You know, you go there, you get zapped a little bit, but then you eventually find your way out. You just gotta test it out, man, and see how far you can push it.
It's true. You know, it's what I found in my case and so many other business owners that I've talked to, where you have all these successive failures. You might have failure after failure after failure, and mm-hmm. then at the point, it's almost like, man, like if something else happens, I don't know. Like we're literally at like the breaking point, right?
Right.
And you're so stressed out, you know, you might even be looking at other jobs and you're just like, I don't think I could do this anymore. Mm-hmm. But you have two decisions at that point, right? Like you could say, well, I quit. This is crazy. I've been trying this for X amount of years and I'm just a failure. It didn't work. Blame it on the economy. Blame it on the guys working for you.
Blame it on the classic alcohol.
Well, you can't blame it on that, man, because that's helping you out.
Right. Okay.
But that's easing the failure, right?
Yep.
But like, you know, people blaming, oh, I always have to chase money around. Those are just like, you're a failure. Let's keep it real, right?
Uh-huh.
But you're not a failure if you say, you know what? I'm just going to keep going, because I guarantee you, man, there's so many times where I felt like that.
Yep.
And I just kept going. Mm-hmm. And a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, man, I'm on top of the world, bro. I'm like chilling. Money's back in. I got my Ray-Bans on. Got the sun the sunroof back. And I'm just like, man, I'm a business owner. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, and I'll look back and I'm like, dad, just 3 months ago, I was about to like slice my wrist.
And right, like, exactly. You know, and it reminds me of something you said before, which was in the actual show, when you were talking about how your failures are so much bigger and your wins are so much bigger when you're an entrepreneur, right? Like everything is magnified when you become an entrepreneur.
So and true.
Like it's so true. It's like when you become a business owner, an entrepreneur, it's like getting married. You have double the debt, double everything, like everything, the emotion, everything is magnified. And when you fail, though, the difference is that when you fail in business, it's not the end. It's only the beginning. It's the beginning of understanding. Understanding who you are as a person, understanding how far you can push yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you understand those things about yourself, there's nothing that can hold you back.
Yeah. And like what I love too about this quote, when he talks about it's the courage to continue that counts.
Yep.
I think about like where I'm at today, forget money, forget all that stuff. Like where I'm at today as a man, as a person, like my character
mm-hmm. yep.
is so much better and different than what it was even like seven, eight years ago.
Right.
Where like a great example is like when I started this business, you know, people think like, okay, heating, air conditioning is all kind of one thing, but there's so many like subcategories and sub markets.
Yep.
So like for me personally, I was always in the service industry where I would go out and fix systems.
Yeah.
Starting this company, day one, mm-hmm. we didn't do any service. We were a complete installation business where we'd mm-hmm. come in and put brand new ductwork and heating systems in.
Yeah.
I knew zero about how to size ductwork. I knew zero about how to size up equipment. Mm. And I just went and was like, you know what? I'm going to figure it out. Yeah. I have the courage to just figure out and keep going. Mm. And believe me, there was jobs that I didn't size correctly, and sure. I ran into so many problems, and I'm like, oh man,
people complaining.
Yeah. And I just kept it going, kept going, and kept going, kept learning. And now today, where I've had like I've overcome so much adversity, I'm the type of person now where I'm like, I can go through anything. Like
yeah.
like forget business, just anything in life. Like throw anything at me, I'll take it.
It's so true. And this kind of brings us back to the characteristics that we talked about in episode 2 that a entrepreneur, the successful entrepreneurs show. And one of them, one of the correlating factors between entrepreneurs who will ultimately succeed and entrepreneurs who won't is adversity quotient, their ability to survive hard times. And this quote is awesome because it talks about courage, and you know, you really have to have courage to create. And that's what we're doing, man. We're basically creating a world, like an economy, a structure, things that people rely on for themselves to pay their bills. Do you want to be responsible for someone not being able to pay their bills because they've trusted you with their life? Actually, basically, when a person is an employee of yours, they're trusting you to pay them. They're trusting you with a part of their life that is so personal for us individually that it's irresponsible when we mismanage that.
Yeah.
So failure for us is, that's part of the reason why it's much bigger, because that's like kind of more of the obvious, more like practical side. But failure for us gives us an opportunity to learn how to do it better for people who work for us, people who rely on us. And just for like ourselves, man, like you said, to your point, like we have to be able to succeed or push through our failures to know that basically we can do it. I know that sounds kind of hokey, but like you kind of have to prove yourself to yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And I think there's a whole part about being an entrepreneur that comes out when a person has to push through something that they've never had to, you know, push through before. You kind of figure out what you're made of, like all that stuff. I mean, all those cliches, but at the end of the day, they all add up to courage and doing things for the right reasons. And I think that's why we started this podcast, because we wanted to make sure that we can encourage people who,
that's it, man,
may be like going through hard times right
now. Listen, man, you're in your mom's basement right now. You're trying to get that app up.
Eating them ramen noodles.
She's banging on the floor with the broom telling you to turn the music down because you're trying to get that album out. We talking to you, man. That's what the show is for. Don't stop, man. Don't let nobody. I don't care if it's your mom's, your dad, you know, a brother, sister. Oh, you're trying to do that goofy, stupid business again. Tell them shut up, man. Or you know what? Tell them, just laugh at them and keep it moving, man. Let, you know, prove them by your actions and what you end up coming out with, you know?
One of the things I've learned from my failures, one of the things I've done to overcome my failures in business is whenever negative things happen, whenever failures exist for me, I always redirect my energy and focus on the work, right? So like what I have to do to make it a success. So instead of becoming introverted or like trying, like putting myself in the dark room and not want to come out, instead of all that stuff, I redirect my energy, even if I may not have it at the time, I redirect my energy to like focusing on the work, like turn the negative thoughts into positive actions and work. So instead of thinking so much about why you did what you did incorrectly, spend time studying how to do it right, the right way. Spend time working on doing it the right way. And that action combination in that mindset will help. It will help to kind of form. When you don't have the mindset, you have to have the work to be able to push your mind there, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. That was beautiful.
You're crying again.
It touched me.
It did. Touch you right in the cold ice box that you call a heart. He's really heartless. Don't fall prey to the soft voice that you hear, like the mellifluous sounds of Jonathan's voice. He's really a heartless guy, aren't you?
Nah, man, my heart's big, bro. I got a lot of room for everybody.
Anyone who says their heart's big doesn't have a heart.
Yeah, they're just clearly lying.
And his heart grew 3 sizes that day from the Grinch. All right, folks. So we wanted to record this little bit of our two cents when it came to Winston Churchill's quote about failure. Failure to us is very personal because it's very real for entrepreneurs, and we understand you. We understand what you're going through.
So there's no success without failure, man.
That's it. All right. So until the next time, we will see you when you'll hear us. We won't see you, but you'll hear us on the Common Sense Show.